To talk about accessing your own intuition. And this is something that all of us have. You know, I know we tend to think that just certain people have gifts. No, we're all gifted. That divine light of God is in all of us, so we all have it. Okay, and since we're having a little bit of trouble with our technology today, everyone cross your fingers and say a really quick prayer that this works, because we need it too. All right, so go ahead. So basically, I'm to give you psychic development in 20 minutes or less. I'm to take you from this to this. Okay. Challenge accepted. And so basically, that's what we're going to be talking about today. There's two issues we talk about when we talk about whether we're getting our messages or not. Alignment and allowing. And those are the two we're going to spend our time today. Of course, we could spend our time in a whole lot of other places, but in my experience, these are the two main ones. If you are aligned and you are allowing, you will get your messages. You know, the question is, will you recognize it as a message? And we're going to spend some time talking about that too. But for alignment, we're going to talk about three energy systems that are critical to you receiving your messages. And interestingly enough, these are the same three energy systems that you need to heal your body. These are the same three energy systems you need for empowerment. So even though we're talking about these today for receiving your messages and your own intuitive and personal growth, you can take these same three energy systems and you can completely change your life with them. So we're gonna hit on intuition today, but the truth is that they work for any of this. So all you have to do is be willing to work on your three energy systems and you're golden. Now, the first one is your chakra system, which I found a really cool image I like a lot. Chakras became trendy some time ago, so you have lots and lots of information out there about chakras. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on them, because if you go to Google, you will find out anything and everything you need to know about how, where your chakras are, what they are not named, how to clear and align them, and then also which ones, you know, need to be more active, to be in balance, and which ones need to sometimes take a back seat to others of your chakra areas. But your chakra system is important. It is the first system that we're going to talk about. So you do need to have all of your chakras open, balanced, and aligned. Okay. Now, this is where we're going to spend a little bit of time. It's the energy system that exists within you. Okay. How many of you have heard of the Akashic Records? You know, that's the big storehouse where all of your lifetimes are kept, your past, your present, your future. It's the record of you from the moment you broke off of Source and took an individual identity to the moment that someday you probably return to Source after many, many lifetimes on Earth. It's a bad drawing, I understand, but this is my artwork. No, it's my children's artwork. No, actually, they would do it better. But when I see these energy systems, I see them as layers. It actually is layers within you. And so each layer is no bigger than a sheet of paper, but there's an infinite number of them. So however many lifetimes you've lived, this is how many layers of energy you have within you right now. They tell your story. Every lifetime, every soul lesson, every soul contract, everything that you will ever experience is contained in these energy layers. So the truth is, we don't have to go access some big record out there to know about ourselves, to know about our history and our own gifts. It's already in us. And the truth is, it also extends beyond us. So we tend to think that, you know, as soon as we hit that outer layer of my skin, Leslie stops. And the truth is, it's not. We continue to go with all of these other layers outside of our energy that continue to tell our story. So sometimes when I'm looking for blockages in people, the blockage might not even really be inside of them. It's going to be in one of these outer layers right off the top. And blockages, fragments, and fractures in your energy, in this part of your energy body, can contribute to, one, any state of disease or imbalance in your body. It can also contribute to you not feeling your messages. Like, I need guidance. I usually am pretty good about getting that gut knowing, but for whatever reason, right now I'm not. You probably have a breakdown in this energy flow. And so this part of you is critically important to your own empowerment and your own getting your messages. When this is all flowing, and it's really interesting to see it, because actually what it looks like is like an infinite number, trillions upon trillions of little energy swirls. And so like this part of my finger has its own energy system that feeds into this part, that feeds into this part. that feeds into the bigger part. And so it's just swirling, swirling, swirling energy, just one system feeding into the other. And when they operate at their optimum, boy, we knock life out of the park. You know, we're getting our messages. We feel powerful. We feel aligned. We feel safe. And so this energy system is very important as well. And remember, visualization is important. So if you feel like you have a blockage in this energy system, push light through it. Do a visualization where you see light coming all the way through your energy body and aligning you. Do some journaling and releasing so that you can, you know, get any blockages or any hiccups in the system out so that you can have full flow back in that system. Now, oh, I love it simple. You know, I love it really simple. So we have a goldfish bowl, and this is also part of you. Now, I know we've all heard about that idea of personal space, where if you start walking and you get too close to someone, how they immediately start backing up because you've gotten too close. This isn't quite like that. This is actually just as much part of you as, let's say, your heart. This is actually part of your energy body. And for ease, I call it the goldfish bowl. Or the fishbowl, but the first time this came through in a channel, it was called your personal quantum energy space. And I thought, well, we have enough things that sound really difficult and complicated. It's like you're the goldfish and there's a bowl. And it works. You can see our happy person here is surrounded by pretty much equal positive charges and negative charges, okay? Now, here's where those charges come from. Right now, I am putting charges inside your energy space. If you like what you're hearing, you're getting positive charges. If you don't like what you're hearing, you're getting negative charges. But either way, right now, I am affecting your energy space. The person sitting next to you is affecting your energy space. If they are holding love, if they're holding light, if they're holding a positive vibration and you like the person you're sitting next to, then you are right now you are adding positive charges to this energy field. If the person sitting next to you is unhappy, is toxic, not feeling good, then hopefully that's no one in this group. Then they're putting negative charges in here. This is why you can be sitting next to someone, say that you're in an office building and you're sitting in your cubicle and they're sitting in their cubicle. And even though you're not directly interacting, the second you go in, you sit in yours and they're sitting in theirs, you immediately get a headache. Or immediately your day goes from great to, oh, are you kidding me? What else could go wrong today? It could be because your energy space and their energy space are touching. And you are absorbing all of their negativity. Now, this also, everything you watch on TV, every single thing you watch on TV, everything you listen to on the radio, everything you think, everything someone says to you, everything that you're said back, it all becomes a floating charge in here. Now, we're making this way simple because the truth is, even, you know, from a fraction of a second to the next second, this space is changing. You know, it's changing every moment. So what we're doing is we're taking a snapshot of a system that is always dynamic, that is always changing, that's always moving. But this is the best way we have to do it. So it's funny when I have clients come in, new clients often, they'll come in and they'll say, well, I said affirmations and I made a vision board and it didn't work. And usually in about half a second, I can tell you where the blockage is. And it's most of the time it's in this goldfish bowl space. It's because, sure, maybe they are saying their affirmations, you know, maybe 15 seconds a day they're devoting to holding a positive vibration, to nourishing their soul, but the other 23 hours and 59 minutes and 45 seconds, life sucks, this is awful, nothing ever goes my way, I never receive any guidance. And so their fishbowl is literally toxic, and what happens is their light dims. So those of you that can see energy, those of you that can see light, this is why some people exude a tremendous amount of light. It's because they're very cognizant of this energy space. And they're very cognizant of everything they're letting come into contact with it, including people, TV shows, radios, books, all of it affects your vibration. And so those that have a dimmer space, those that, you know, their light isn't quite as dim, they've probably walked around being an empath and absorbed the difficulties, the negativity, the problems, the trials, the trauma, the sadness of everyone around them. And this is why empaths tend to get sick. You know, the empaths are the ones that tend to stay sick most often. They say, I catch everything. Well, most of the time, it's affected by this energy space, because it is not holding a high enough vibration to shield you, protect you. It's not holding a high enough vibration to help you create, manifest. All it is doing is holding a vibration of attracting light to you, which is negativity. If this space is filled with negative charges, I mean, it's been a really rough week and nothing has gone your way, your likelihood of getting your messages is really slim, because your messages, your guidance cannot travel through all of that negative energy through the fishbowl to get to you. It can only travel through a high enough vibration to carry the message. Okay, so this energy space is very, very important, and it's important for all of those things, for healing, for intuitive development, and for empowerment. It affects all three the same. And so these are your alignment issues, your three energy systems, your chakra system, your energy body system, and then your fishbowl system. If you are aware of all three of these systems, and I know I'm talking fast, but I'm sorry, I'm channeling, so that's how it works. I can hear myself, but it's because I have angels in my ears telling me what to say. And when one of you isn't getting it, they'll say it this way, say it this way. So then I have to improvise. If you are aware of all three of these energy systems, what it's like to be in my head. I mean, it's like a party. A happy, excited party with lots of people talking at once. And I hear they make really good antipsychotics for that, but I enjoy the ride way too much. No way. I love it. So if you're aware of these three energy systems, you have a handle on life. You know, you can create your own empowerment. You can get your own messages, and you can heal yourself if you know these three energy systems. Okay, now we're going to get to the fun stuff. Maybe the allowing. Allowing is the big thing. You know, it's like, how many times have you seen someone say, I just need a sign, I just need a sign. And the sign's literally right in front of them, it's flashing neon, and they're still going, I still need a sign, I still need a sign. You know, it happens all the time. One time I was doing a phone session with a woman from Salt Lake City, and she had all these signs built in to, if this happens during, you know, either my life or the session, then I will know I'm supposed to do A, B, or C. And so one of those signs was, if someone gifts me a feather. That she couldn't just find it. She actually had to, in her head, she made the rule that someone would place it in her hand. So she's taking a break from work. They work in a hospital, and there's a field out there, and they're walking along, and her friend sees a feather, picks it up and says, hey, I think this is for you, and places the feather right in her hand. And so she asks me, well, do you think that's a sign? Yeah, I think it was kind of neon flashing. But you know what she said? The feather had some gray on it. That's what she said. The feather had some gray on it. And so then she also had this magic phrase built in that she wanted to hear during the reading. And I can't remember it now. But it was a random, weird phrase that if I channeled that phrase, then she would take that as her ironclad sign. And of course, I channeled the phrase. And as soon as I did, she starts screaming and crying and saying, that was it, that was it. And I'm going, great. And then she stops and she goes, well, do you think it was a sign? Do you think it was for me? Yes, I do. I think it was a sign, and I think it was for you. We live in this completely interactive universe, and the truth is, whether I call that energy God, the universe, the cosmic mind, source, it's all the same. You know, that love is still the same. That seed of it within us is still the same. And so we are constantly being guided. We are constantly being offered information that tells us, yes, we're on the right path, or we need to make a slight turn somewhere. And so I kind of joke about that. Is it a sign? And maybe only the women in here will be able to relate to it. But if you've ever been trying to have a baby and you've looked at that little pregnancy stick and was a line, could there be a line there? It's kind of like that, you know. You don't know for sure if you see what you think you're seeing, or maybe is it just a coincidence? And so you set up for another sign and another sign and another sign. And I'm telling you right now, unless you can have just the tiniest bit of faith, no sign is going to be enough. No sign is going to be whether they place that feather in your hand or whether I channel some weird line from Harry Potter. You know, I mean, no sign is going to be enough if you cannot suspend disbelief for long enough to let the miracle happen. Suspending disbelief is important to being able to get your messages. It's important to being able to open the door. And it's not hard. We suspend disbelief all the time. We do it every time we go to the movie. You know, my husband and I watched Gravity with Sandra Bullock over that break. You know, the whole time I'm like this. I mean, and truly, I know Sandra Bullock's probably at home playing with her son and just fine. But yet, I made that agreement to suspend disbelief. And so in my mind, she was totally in peril. Great, great danger. And I was just such a basket case for that whole movie. But we agree to suspend disbelief for things that aren't that important for our soul growth. A movie, you know, or we We hear the song about a breakup that so-and-so wrote, and yet we know they've been happily married for 20 years. But we hear the anguish in the voice in the song, and we take it as true, and we take it as real. So we suspend disbelief all the time, except when it comes to our soul work. And for that, we doubt, we question, we say, is it a sign? Could it be a sign? Do you think it's a sign? And what I'm saying is, take one on faith. Just take one on faith. Don't question it. Don't wonder about it. Take it on faith and see how it opens the door to many, many, many more signs coming in, because it will. All it takes sometimes is that one on faith, and then you've got it. These are all tools. Choose a medium. We could kind of make the joke there on a person, you know, choose a medium. Or you can use a tool. Maybe that would have been the better option here. I love oracle cards, okay? I don't like tarot cards. It's nothing about anyone who reads them. If you love them, great. I don't have a bad opinion of them. They're just not for me. Prayer cards and oracle cards I have found to be very loving, supportive, and nurturing, and I feel like that's what we need when we're seeking guidance. We need love, we need support, and we need nurture. And so oracle cards or prayer cards, they're great. You know, buy a deck and just pick one a day and say, what do I need to focus on today? And read it like a love note from the universe to you. Angel numbers, I love number patterns. How many of you have repeating number patterns you see all the time? I think a lot of us do. They have significance. And Doreen Virtue has a book called Angel Numbers 101, and you can even get it on app form on your phone, so that you can just type it into the app and it will give you the message right back, which I like that convenience as well. So numbers have energy. If you keep seeing the same one again and again, it's probably a message. It is probably a message. Quiet your mind and simply ask. Boy, that's going to be fun, right? the point is to tell the universe, or tell your angels, or tell your loved one in spirit what you need to know. There is this fine print with the universe that says they cannot intervene against free will. So that means if right now some part of you needs to feel stuck for soul growth, you know, they're not going to intervene. They're not going to come fix it for you, because it's your soul's free will is paramount. But if it's not related to soul growth and you need some help, you do have to ask. You know, they cannot jump in and save the day unless you would die and it's not your time to go home. But other than that, they must be asked. So ask for guidance. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, I feel like there's so many things in the world going on that my problem is piddly. You know, what I need is so much smaller compared to this person's problem, or this person's problem, or that person's problem. And what I would say is they're all big, whether it's a parking spot, you know, because it's raining and you don't want to walk that far, that's a perfectly acceptable time to ask for help. And I'm going to tell you this too, practice when it's not a big deal. You know, we all tend to wait until we have those big decisions right in front of us. Do I move? Do I take this new job? You know, do I stay in this relationship? And then what happens is, because we're not using our intuition, we can't trust it. But if you use it on a daily basis, you refine it, you use it, you're asking the questions, you're receiving the guidance, then when those big moments come, it's smooth sailing for you, because you already know how to do it. Same thing with empowerment. Use affirmations on small things, on songs, on movies, on, you know, bumping in a friend somewhere or having them call, so that when the big moment comes and you need to create something for yourselves, you are just this, you know, well-oiled machine when it comes to creating for yourself. Last messages through song lyrics. The song that Cindy sang today, Angels Among Us, it's actually my alarm. I wake up to that song every single day as the reminder for the day that I live in an interactive, amazing, beautiful universe where I'm always loved, I'm always guided, and I always have access to beings that are more aligned, more powerful, more creative than me. And so I remind myself every day that there are so many angels, masters, and loved ones in spirit who want to help. And so the song lyric, you know, it happens a lot when we lose someone that we love that's on earth, not so much like an archangel, but a loved one that goes to spirit. They communicate to us through songs a lot. And so I hear tons of stories about, I just turned on the radio when it was, you know, my loved one's favorite song, or their favorite part of the song was playing and I just knew it was from them. So remember, it's an interactive universe that we're constantly getting the messages back. The question is, are we allowing and are we paying attention? There you go, babe. I told you. Scott always challenges me to find a way to bring Jimmy Buffett into any presentation I do. Find a guru. Jimmy Buffett is mine and he is taken. I might share, though. I might be convinced to share. Actually, I do. We're huge parrot heads, so, you know, I just, that was for my husband. That's, but his songs are Breathe In, Breathe Out, Move On, and Every Man Has to Be His Own Savior. And I love both of those lyrics, so I added them in there. But find someone to help you, you know, and you don't have to. Sometimes people say, well, all the help I need is, it's out of my price range. I can't afford to go pay someone to help. You know what? You have access to so many. Hay House Radio has amazing coaches and teachers, you know, streaming 24/7. There are limitless, absolutely limitless teachers out there and resources for free. You can go to their websites. You can borrow their books. There are so many ways. And when I began my path, that's how it was. It was we were completely isolated in Texas, and there was nobody near me. It was all via books and websites, just trying to find my way back. And so you don't have to have someone, but you can. It's sometimes easier if you have someone to guide you on the path, but you don't always have to. And this is one of my favorite quotes, and I really and truly do not know if Einstein said it, but Facebook said he did, so we all know Facebook is gospel. There are two ways to live your life. One as though nothing is a miracle, and the other as though everything is a miracle. And it's the same thing with guidance. It's the same thing with signs. Either you believe that everything around you is a sign. Every single thing is a sign. You're constantly being loved, supported, guided by the universe. And you live in this interactive life where you're just constantly receiving information. Or you're the one sitting here saying, but is it a sign? You know, she placed the feather in my hand, but the feather has gray on it, and I really don't know. Is that a sign or is that not a sign? Or, I mean, what are the chances that I channel Harry Potter in a reading? You know, and never happened before and never happened again, but that was her sign, and yet she's still saying, is it a sign? So these are your choices. Either everything's a sign or nothing's a sign. I vote you suspend disbelief. I vote you suspend disbelief long enough to let the miracle in. Suspend disbelief long enough to start getting your own messages. And, you know, the more you, once you open the door, it kind of snowballs. I mean, there are a lot of people in here that I know that same thing has happened to. We just open the door, and before you know it, you're your own guru. And so be willing to suspend disbelief. Be willing to give it a chance. Be willing to, you know, take one on faith and faith alone and see the miracles that come in your life. And last one. And there we go. Office is in Norman. You guys hear me? Thank you. I didn't hug you before. Thank you.